boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Yesterday, neighbor man told me that he plans on breaking my heart. Well, this feels like a red flag. Who wants to hear that?
Well, let me back up the story a little bit. I don't even know how we got into this, but you know I'm the type of girl that's like, would you love me if I'm a worm? I'm that girl.
Uh-huh.
100%. Yeah. But somehow I brought up like, oh, you know, I think that if anyone's going to break up with someone or is going to break someone's heart, it's going to be you. I don't think I'm going to break your heart. I think it's going to be you that's going to break my heart in this relationship. And he goes, yeah, you're right. I'm going to break your heart.
Oh, my God.
And I plan on it.
Oh.
And I go, what? Excuse me? Why do you plan on breaking my heart? And he goes, so you can enjoy a Taylor Swift album when it comes out.
Oh.
He's like, all the girls say they like that and they want that on TikTok. I thought you wanted that. So when Taylor Swift drops her next album, he's going to break my heart so I can truly enjoy an album. That would have been nice for the tortured poets department, but I didn't get that then.
Yeah, I've thought about this before. Like, I think Olivia Rodrigo was a big one for me that I think I was going through a breakup and I was like, man, thanks for that, dude.
You made that album
well
good.
Played.
It's a weird day. I never in a million years thought I would say I'm okay with my man breaking my heart.
Mm.
But neighbor man said it plans on breaking my heart one day only because he saw on TikTok that the girlies want their hearts broken before a Taylor Swift album is dropped so that they can truly appreciate it.
Yeah, you can relate to it more.
Exactly. And I was like, you know what? I appreciate you doing that for me.
That's actually very thoughtful.
It doesn't sound thoughtful, but trust me, it's very thoughtful.
I get that. And I agree. There are like certain artists that I'm like, man, I would really enjoy their music more if I was like truly heartbroken.
Yeah.
I think the other thing I would enjoy more is food.
Oh my God.
Here's the thing. You sent me recently, I believe it was Nothing Bundt Cakes summer flavors.
Yeah.
I'm like, if somebody would just break my heart for a week, I would make it through all those flavors so quick and really enjoy them.
Do it right before they drop a new flavor. Just destroy my heart.
Yeah, so I can like fully enjoy it and cry.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Okay, I need you to take a deep breath because I'm going to bring something up that is very upsetting to you.
Oh, God.
Cicadas.
Oh, my God.
Everybody's talking about these dang cicadas. Because
I'm tired of hearing about them. I don't want to see you. You're disgusting.
They are gross, and they're everywhere. And now they're making their way to be the summer drink. The hottest drink of the summer, if you will.
No, I'm done. We can turn your microphone off.
It's not me.
You better not make this for the holiday spirit.
Oh, no. I know. You're right. I will not be doing that. And in fact, it's not really happening in Iowa at this point. It is a new Chicago special.
Yeah, I knew it.
Did you?
No, I just... They're weirdos.
So apparently Chicago is famous
for... They're always up to something strange.
They are.
Food and drinks.
They're famous for Malort, which is a kind of liquor, I guess, that is a wormwood liquor that's compared.
Oh, what?
Uh-huh. Compared
Did
to.
Did you say worms?
Wormwood.
What does
liquor.
That mean? Like there's worms in it?
No, I don't think so. I think it is just what it's probably. Like,
oh, yeah, let's
from.
Just put that in the name.
I don't know. Apparently it tastes like citrus flavored gasoline though, which already
Ew.
Is bad. Now, there's a place that's going viral because they are selling Malort with cicadas in it.
Is the cicada live or dead?
Well, it's dead. It's in liquid, so I don't think those boys swim.
I don't know.
So I
choose not to learn much about cicadas.
They have these bottles of Malort, which already sounds bad, and there is a dead cicada at the top, and they say that the cicada
at top it floats.
Mm-hmm, it floats, and it adds a lot of flavor, reminiscent.
The heck
of,
it does.
Reminiscent of succulent lobster.
That's disgusting. No, it doesn't.
Sounds terrible. So they're selling it by the shot for $5 each at Noon Whistle Brewing, And people are doing this. People are taking, ew. And you know what? In the shot, if you buy the shot, they put a cicada on top of it. And people, you're supposed to eat it. You're supposed to drink it. And it looks disgusting.
Can I ask a dumb question?
I don't know if I have.
I never really. I never had a drinking phase. But isn't there alcohol with like a scorpion in it or something like that?
Yeah, I think there's.
And aren't you supposed to eat that at the end of it too?
I think so. I've never done anything like that because I feel like, I don't know, reptilian and such do not belong in shots. But I don't know. Look out for this. There's like videos of people doing this at tailgates, like,
and they like it.
Well, I don't know if anybody's like, yum, cicada, but it's, I don't know if it's because they're so popular right now that it's making its rounds. I don't support it. I'm just saying, look out for it.
My question is, can you just do this at home? Get the alcohol and then walk out to your backyard, get a cicada and.
Again, not going to recommend, but I guess if you really want.
I don't want to.
You're sick in the head.
If you thought your dating life was a nightmare, you haven't heard this. It's time for another dating horror story with those girls in the afternoon on C102.9.
I mean, bad dates are tough to handle.
Mm-hmm.
But the good news is you probably haven't been on the worst date ever because there are a lot of really bad dating stories out there.
Oh, yeah.
And I like to bring them to you so we can all giggle about them together. So today's dating horror story comes from a guy named Seth, and he said, one of my friends decided to set me up with one of his coworkers, and I trusted he knew my type and he wouldn't set me up for failure. So we texted for a few days and we had a lot in common, so I asked if she would like to go out for a date. I let her pick the place because I figured she'd be more comfortable. So we agreed to an 8 o'clock bar date. I showed up at like 7:45 and she was already there and had clearly been there for a while. She was obviously a couple drinks deep. So I figure, oh, nice. She enjoys a good time. She knows people here. Fast forward 2 hours, she's having a hard time standing up and mm-hmm. I am light years behind. But I'm not the one to judge. So I asked, hey, do you want to go upstairs? That section's a little more chill. There's more seating, calmer music. It's a little more quiet. We can have more conversations. And as we're walking up the stairs, on the second to last step, she slips and face plants into one of those $10 a bucket of beers signs. So I decide it's probably time to just call it a night. So I order her an Uber. I walk her out to the Uber and I ask the driver, please make sure she gets into her building safely. 9 a.m. the next morning, I get a text. Hey, had a blast last night. Was sort of bummed you left so early this morning, though. So apparently, she found a different guy the Uber and her front door. She later apologized when she realized that wasn't me that stayed the night and asked if I wanted to try again for a second date. Which, for obvious reasons, never happened.
Dude, that's like a movie or a TV show episode.
Can you imagine?
That's good.
I mean, a lot of people have multiple people on the roster when they're dating, right? You got to keep them straight.
Girl, I'm lucky if I have one.
Well, okay, that's good news for you. This wouldn't happen then.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I feel like this is kind of turning into Taylor's renovation proposals for the front lawn of Z102.9. but I got a lot of suggestions, okay? Because when it's sunny like this, it's a little breezy out there. I can't help but think I should be out there enjoying the sunshine and the summer weather. And today, for some reason, we got some long grass, I'm not going to lie to you, but I can see where things have been mowed, and immediately in my mind, I'm thinking slip and slide.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would like to add today.
This is where I got to slap you a little bit. And
I'm sorry.
Talk some sense into you, because nobody wants to put a pool. I know you want a pool in the front lawn.
Okay, what about a slip and slide?
Or a slip and slide in the front lawn where everyone's going to see it. We have to put it in the back because it's going to ruin the grass.
You sound like my father, honestly. God, that's like the worst part of summertime when you're like, Dad, can we get a pool? And he's like, no, it'll kill my grass.
You know what's funny is my dad always said that. And I'm like, well, that's less grass you have to mow, Dad.
Dude, exactly.
And he never liked that argument. How is that not a good argument? That's I would love a dad saying. To tell me how that's not a good argument.
I don't
that's
know.
That's less grass you have to mow.
Exactly.
Tell me how that's not a good argument.
So I don't
you
know
don't have to move it. It's dead.
Till next summer. But you just use that excuse on me. So you're just as bad as all the dads. You are.
I was just telling you, they're not, the bosses aren't going to approve it. I would love for it to happen. I'm just, good luck.
Well, I
think they really want dead grass out there?
It's less to mow, less to pay for. Every friend group, every single person involved, you know, oh, if that person has a little too much wine, they're going to start dancing on the tables. Oh, mm-hmm. And Sally, oh boy, you don't even want to know what she does after too many glasses of wine.
Lord.
We want you to expose yourself right now. What happens when you have one too many glasses of wine? What do you start doing? I bring this up because Saturday night, my boyfriend and I were enjoying a movie and some glasses of wine, which we really don't do that often. And about halfway through the movie, we were watching James Bond. Had never seen that before. That was cool. Then he starts bringing up travel plans. I'd really like to go to the mountains. And I was like, you know what? That would be nice. And then it didn't just end there of like, oh, I'd really like to travel to the mountains.
Yeah.
It was, I'm going to look on Airbnb and see what the Airbnbs are like in the mountains.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, oh God, you're one of those who, when you have a glass or two of wine, that you're going to start making plans and you're going to start making travel plans mm-hmm. that are literally mm-hmm. probably never going to happen. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I don't know what to do with this information. I just was like, okay, yeah, sounds good. Ooh, that's a nice one. We're not doing anything with that information.
Oh my God, I can relate so much.
Really?
Oh my God, when my sister, it's not just like a glass of wine, but any alcohol. When sisters and I get together, and we bring our significant others along too, so Lord, we know it's not going to end well. We do game night, and then game night always ends a little intoxicated, and us saying, oh my God, we should do a sister trip here or a sister trip there, which then includes the significant others going, we're coming too.
Uh-huh.
Or we're going to do a boy trip here if you don't mind. Or actually, why don't we just come with you? Because then we could hit up a brewery if we go this way.
Oh, wow.
And so then we start mapping out things. And then it ends with a dartboard. And we put things up on the dartboard.
Oh my God, there's like action.
Oh, 100%. We start putting up like Arizona, Alaska, I'm just naming some things, Texas, Florida, and then we all throw darts. Whoever can land a dart on whatever said place first.
You're never going to go to.
We're going to go there, but wherever the dart lands. But then at the end of it, so we plan it all out. We're like, yes, we're going to do it. We have a weekend. We're like, okay, I can get time off of this weekend. Me too. Come Monday, it's crickets. Nothing's ever brought up about it again. We never go on said trips, ever.
And you don't bring it up again?
No. I could tell you the amount of trips we have planned, and we have never once gone on.
I would actually be really curious to hear about those. In every friend group, I feel like there's one friend, after they've had many glasses of wine, they're ready to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another friend that's like, hey, why don't we just go out to the bars while we're at it?
Mm.
Like, oh, good God. But we all have those things that we're known for. You have one too many glasses, and you start doing a certain thing that you now are known for, and we want to know what that is. I have a couple of guesses for you.
Go ahead, because I bet you you're going to be spot on.
One too many glasses and you start crying.
100%, yep.
One too many glasses of wine and you start wanting to text an ex.
100%, go on.
I think that might be all I have to
that
guess.
That just pretty much sums up what I do when I have one too many guesses. I also just, like, then I want to get in the kitchen and start cooking, kind of like what Belle does. Like, I just
really
want to eat. Yeah.
You hate cooking.
I do. I absolutely hate cooking. And it's funny, when I've had one too many glasses, I hate leftovers. Everybody knows I hate leftovers.
Yeah.
Leftovers are the best thing, man.
Really?
Oh my God, I love them.
Interesting.
So I will go to the kitchen and then I will make something, or I will find a leftover that could be 2 weeks old. Who knows?
Oh,
but it sounds
God.
Great to me.
I'm concerned and I feel like you shouldn't be left alone.
No.
We're asking you, what happens if you have one too many glasses of wine? What's that quirky thing that you start doing? I think you and Melissa may have this in common.
Oh, no. Why?
Melissa says after one too many glasses of wine, she starts talking louder and louder.
I know. You would think, can she get louder?
She can.
You bet your butt I can.
You know what? There's some people that... That little...
And the laugh gets worse. You didn't think it would.
The cackle and the snort.
And the snort gets even worse, man.
How is it possible? It is after a couple glasses of wine.
You start laughing like a witch. I'm one of those people.
I hate to break it to you. You do that already.
No!
I didn't want to be the one to tell you. But I can only imagine.
No, come on. Do I really?
Maybe sometimes.
No, come on. A witch laughs like,
okay. I think we need to do this for science. Compare that to you after a couple glasses of wine, and let's really see how different it is.
Oh, my God.
We want to hear from you.
No wonder I couldn't find a date forever. It was because I was laughing like a witch.
No more wine dates. None. Sorry about it.
I'm surprised neighbor man even likes me at this rate.
Go home and ask him about it. See what he has to say.
How do you be friends with me?
Everybody has a thing that they do when you have one too many glasses of wine. Mm-hmm. You start, I don't know, crying.
Stop it. Come on. You call me out right there.
I mean, you self-admittedly.
I do.
Said that. And we'd love to hear from you still.
Over everything.
Oh, yeah. It's the smallest things.
I know.
Will send you over the edge. It's funny that you get so like in your feels, because I think if I have one too many glasses of wine, it's two very extremes. I either am ready to go to bed, mm-hmm. done for the night, or what I used to do. This is so wrong. When I used to go out to the bars with my friends, my like go-to thing would be I would try to get people to kiss each other.
Ew.
I was the instigator. So, like, if I had a friend and she had been, like, seeing this guy.
I guess I've done something like that where but not kissing. I'd be like, oh, you guys should date.
Oh, yeah. I just
wouldn't like that.
But I would egg him on. If I had a friend that, like, brought a guy that she'd, like, been talking to.
Almost like a wedding thing where they, like, clink on the.
Uh-huh. I'd be like, kiss. You guys should kiss.
Girl, you're at a bar, I not know. A wedding.
And I also am like, I don't know. 27 years old, not 14. Yeah,
also, that doesn't seem like you. You don't like PDA.
I know. I hate it.
Do you like PDA when you've had too many glasses of wine, though?
No, I still don't like it, but I think I just like to make other people be like, oh, my God, no, stop it.
You just like to make them feel awkward.
Yeah, because I'm always the awkward one, so it's somebody else's turn.
Has anybody, Uno, reversed that on you?
They have, and I
know
I hate that.
Did you do it?
That's a good question.
You know,
I don't know.
Here's what's hot and what's not. With those girls in the afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I've got another TikTok theory, but this one is going to change the way that you look at other people while you're grocery shopping.
You know what? I'm excited about this. I had to think about it for a second. I'm excited about this.
Well, because normally when you're grocery shopping, you're not really paying attention to your surroundings, right? You want to get in, you want to get out, you want to get home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're going to look at people a little
sometimes
bit different.
Sometimes I judge you on, like, the snacks. Now, hear me out. Hear me out.
Hey, that's rude.
No, wait, said hear me out. I meant I judge you on if you got the good snacks or the bad snacks. Oh. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Did you get the right kind of potato chips? No, you didn't.
Okay. Well, that's a little different than the theory I'm talking about. I have seen lots of people chiming in about the shopping cart theory on TikTok. And this actually started because a woman went viral for basically like popping off on TikTok saying, mm-hmm. I'm not returning my shopping cart. I don't care. I'm a mother. I'm not doing it. And she had all of these reasons. And it's kind of like popcorned off into this whole other topic. So I watched this entire video of this woman explaining the shopping cart theory. And basically, she said it's a way to get the truest sense of somebody's character by whether or not they return their shopping cart or they leave it in the middle of the parking lot or in a parking spot or
you're
outside the front door.
You're gonna get me heated.
Well, here's some reasons why she says it's like a really good look into what kind of person you are. Because it's not a law, right? There's no law saying you're going to go to jail or get fined if you don't return your cart. It's not even really a rule. It's an unspoken rule. We all just kind of expect it. So it's kind of like, how do you behave when other people aren't watching? So she said she went to her local grocery store and she just watched people that she knew. And she was like, yep, that makes sense. They returned it. Ooh, that makes sense because they didn't return theirs. And now I'm like, I need to watch because I'm a shopping cart returner. I through and through, I have to.
Oh, I have to. 100% too. I also, I love to shop at Aldi and I will judge you whether or not you hand me your cart. Because like if you're done and you don't make me have to go all the way to go get the cart because like you do a pass off exchange.
Uh-huh.
And I will, I get really excited when they tell me, keep the quarter. I'm like, yeah! What?
Yes.
25 cents right there.
Man, it's the little things for you.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Most girls want a ring or flowers or to be told constantly, I love you so much. You're the best thing that's ever happened to me. All I want is for you to do something that I really don't want to. Mm. And that to me really shows that you love me. And I had this moment last night when I got home from work that I was like, you know what? He does love me. My boyfriend had the day off of work yesterday. So he took the time to clean up the apartment a little bit. And we have separate bathrooms, which means his bathroom is his responsibility and my bathroom is my responsibility. So he was cleaning that up and he told me, like, I really deep cleaned my shower and it's looking really good. I even went as far as taking the drain head off. And
oh my God, ew.
Uh-huh.
And I will like never.
Really
will never.
Cleaning it out and getting all the hair and all of the things out of it. And he said, it's draining so much better now. If you want me to do yours, I'll do it for you.
But yes, please. And oh I my was God. Like,
oh my God. You gotta love somebody to like offer to clean out your shower drain.
That's disgusting.
Because I'm not doing it for me.
I will. Yeah, no. When I lived on my own, I never once cleaned it. Sorry to the other person.
I just dump stuff down there and I'm like, I hope this gets rid of it.
Yeah, because that's disgusting. I'm not doing it.
But for somebody else to do it for you, I'm like,
that's love.
You must think that I am the most precious being in the world.
Talking about those, like, you know, stinky tasks that you... that you don't really want to do, but then your partner ends up doing it for you, and then you're like, you know what? That's a sign of true love right there.
It's I feel like it's its own separate love language. Mm-hmm. Doing nasty stuff that you don't want to do, and they do it for you. Mm. Shows you love me.
I mean, your boyfriend is willing to clean the drain for you, which is absolutely disgusting.
I shed a lot.
Oh, I know you do.
I can only imagine.
I can see the desk in front of you. There's hair all the time. So he wants to do that, which I think is absolutely disgusting. I don't care how much I love you. I'm not doing that.
But
that's
it's
gross.
Also adorable.
Sure.
Thank you so much.
But neighbor man did something for me like that for over 4 hours on Monday. I cannot stand cooking. And that's one of those stinky tasks for me. I won't do it. I don't like doing it. I will pick fast food all the time if I could because I hate cooking. I'm not good at it. I don't like it. And he, what he did for me on Monday is he meal prepped all my dinners for the week and all of my lunches for the week and all of my breakfasts for the week.
What do you do for yourself?
Absolutely nothing. I'm honestly shocked I can't even dress myself sometimes.
Next thing you know, he's going to be doing that for you, too.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.